The following is a 1232 Studios production. It's your What's Up Raiders podcast.
Hello and welcome to What's Up Raider podcast today on September 17th. This is Gail DeWayne, your host. And I want to welcome you today. Today, we're going to try something a little different. We're going to have a special report called What's Up with Ashton Genty. It's going to be different than what I think you've heard on most podcasts. And our attempt at giving you some fresh content off the beaten path. And we're not just throwing out clickbait. So we wanted to do that for you. But before we get started, we just want to touch on some of the news and notes of the day. Since the last game Monday night, the Los Angeles Chargers visited the Las Vegas Raiders home in Las Vegas at Allegiant Field, and it ended up being a 20-9 loss by the Raiders. We've talked about that, and we've talked about the Raiders getting in their way, in their own way. And after looking at the film, this game should have been much closer, even though there is that small silver lining that we were able to hold them to just 20 points. The Raiders left some points on the field, and I've said that several times. But let's get down to what you're here for. You're here for the special report. So let's transition over to the news and notes for the day. Excuse me. And following the game, the 20-9 loss, Geno Smith acknowledged on Raiders.com the game was hard to watch, but that he has learned from it. He's emphasized the importance of decision-making on broken plays and protecting the football. Upon further review, some of those broken plays weren't really Geno's fault. Of course they weren't. You know, we knew the blocking wasn't very good at the center guard center positions. Both of our tackles did well. I'll give DJ Glaze a pat on the back. And we know Colton Miller was just Colton Miller. When he's in shape, he's steady as a rock. But, excuse me again, the three guys in the middle, there was a lot of pressure, especially coming up from Dylan Parham's side. So the parts that I saw is when Geno was being flushed out of the pocket, he had the tendency to just wing it and just throw downfield and hope for a 50-50 ball. And the Chargers are just too good for that. You know, they got an interception, and we literally saw our quarterback throwing to receivers who were covered. And that's always a wincing, face making situation. You just hope that especially on those tip balls, you just hope the ball goes to the ground. So again, a lot of teachable tape all the way around. Geno Smith is acknowledging, you know, he's a big boy. He can acknowledge when things are wrong, and that's the only way you're going to get better. So I say kudos to you, Geno. Live and learn, and come out next week firing on all cylinders. There's an article in Raiders.com today that discussed an offensive rebound plan, highlighting the need for improved decision making from Smith and a more balanced play calling. I was critical of Chip Kelly. I felt like he abandoned the run too early. I felt like we were forcing the ball to receivers that weren't open. And, you know, sometimes we just got to be smart. You know, I'd rather take second and 10 instead of an interception or an almost interception or moving backwards. Geno's got to throw the ball away, and we have to have the correct play dialed up. The Chargers played a cover two, and we sort of played right into their plans. So, again, everybody's got to learn all the way around. You know, teachable tape, including the coaches. So, you know, Chip Kelly, let's see what you can bring next week. There is been some rumors today about, started yesterday, but today kind of gained more steam about, did Tom Brady break some rules? Is he being inappropriate since he's got a broadcasting job at Fox and he's a part owner? And they're worried about in some of the production meetings, is he on essentially recognizance spying missions for the Raiders? Can he, you know, gather little tidbits here and there when he's doing these production meetings? So it was reported today that Tom Brady's presence in the in the Raiders coaching booth during Monday Night Football caused controversy. The NFL clarified that no policies prevent owners from sitting in the coach's booth. Brady is prohibited from attending production meetings in person at team facilities, but is allowed to attend remotely via Zoom. The Raiders' next game against the Commanders will be called by Brady for Fox. So you want to talk about irony. Hopefully he can keep his emotions in check if there's any big plays. So we'll see how that turns out, or just the opposite. Any bad plays that he's going to give away that he's pissed. So let's see how that turns out. But this is we're all in new territory here, and it's interesting to see that. So going forward, you know, there's something in the news about Ashton Jeanty, and this is going to be the last thing we kind of touch on today. There was a couple of transactions, but you're here to talk about and listen to what the main special report is tonight. But let's just dive into this little thing right here. It says rookie running back Ashton Jeanty had a limited workload against the Chargers with only 11 carries. He stated today that he is ready for responsibility of being the Raiders' workhorse back, suggesting he wants more touches moving forward. So Jeanty said that in the news, and I wanted to leave that to last because we're going to touch on it here at the What's Up Raiders podcast. And let's dive right into it. So, but first, wait, there's more. But first, let's talk about, let's remind you that while we go through this, some of this is going to be, we hope, you know, so interesting that some of you want to give your 2 cents and jump in. So let's give you that opportunity. We're going to remind you of the call line we have. You can call, text, or leave a voicemail at 971-319-2976. And Raider Nation, I want to hear you. I want to hear what you have to say. You know, I know you guys are out there in these text threads talking to your homies and your buddies about what's going on. You guys are emailing each other and then going to these Facebook pages. Give me some of that action here. Let's see you guys give your best take and give me your opinions. If you think I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If you think there's something else going on that you can share with Raider Nation, give it to me. Just one moment. Okay, let's continue. So let's go back to why we're here. We talked about the Google Voice, but let's also include the socials. You know, you can email us at whatsupraiders@gmail.com. You can hit us up on X, Blue Sky, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, all at What's Up Raiders. Feel free to leave us a like and subscribe. Holler at us on TikTok. You guys are showing tons of love out there. So thank you for all of that. And let's get going on today's special report. What is going on with Ashton Jeanty? And you'll see why. I'm sure a bunch of us are wondering why. And I was wondering why. So let's jump right into this. The Raiders drafted Ashton Jeanty number 4 overall in the 2025 NFL draft. It was a bold move, not only because Jeanty was the consensus top running back in the nation after his historic Boise State career, but also because running backs almost never go that high in an modern NFL. You know, and people are often criticized, or they have these hard rules that you never draft a running back in the top 10. It's just not the old school days when everybody had a bell cow running back. Teams are spending their draft capital on defensive linemen, left tackles, and quarterbacks. So the running back is not what it was back in the day. So the Raiders did it because they needed a running back. You know, they needed to go from, they had that last position, 32, second out of 32 teams with rushing last year. So let's continue. At Boise State, Jeanty was electric. Over 2,600 rushing yards in his final season, 29 touchdowns, nearly 2,000 yards after contact, and an NCAA record 164 forced missed tackles in a single year. He was runner-up in the Heisman Trophy race and left defenders embarrassed week after week. Raider Nation believed we were bringing in not just a back, but an identity. So far, the early returns in the NFL. Just 2 weeks into the season, week one versus the Patriots, 19 carries, 38 yards. I think we can do the math there. It's going to be like 2 yards carry. One touchdown and a rain-soaked grind. So you guys know I've been kind of given some leeway because of the weather. Week two versus the Chargers, 11 carries, 43 yards, showing flashes of power, balance, and agility, including a highlight reel double spin move. I hope you guys remember that. That was pretty awesome. The effort is there, the flashes are there, but the touches, they're not there. Before we go further, again, Raiders hotline is going to be 971-319-2976. Give me your best take. Give me your call. Give me your point of view. If I'm wrong, you tell me I'm wrong. If you've got something you want to add, give it to me. Give me your best. So let's move forward. The questions we have to ask about Jeanty so far. So why isn't Jeanty being featured like the number four pick that he is? Why draft him so high if you're not going to give him the rock 20 times a game? Makes sense, right? We all thought that we'd have a guy like Derrick Henry or something, right? Why aren't we designing creative plays, screens, mismatches against linebackers, downfield routes, when we know he can catch like a wide receiver? You guys remember them reports all summer and in the offseason that he used to be a receiver in high school and, you know, he had these great hands. Why aren't we seeing packages that feature him much like the old Rams and their Hall of Famer, Marshall Faulk, you know, putting him in one-on-one matches in the middle of the field against linebackers? You talk about a mismatch, a linebacker one-on-one with him in the open field after a catch. That's a lose for him. So why aren't we seeing these more kind of creative things? Remember, we've got the wizard. We've got Chip Kelly. Why are we not seeing more creative play calling? I'm going to continue. Why keep pounding him inside behind a struggling guard center group instead of running him outside where his speed and vision thrive? You know, you guys have seen all the Boise State film where he's running that outside zone, making one guy miss and then running for 40 or 60 yards. And in crunch time, fourth and short, Monday Night Football, primetime spotlight, why hand the ball to his backup instead of your prized rookie? Was there anybody else out there scratching their head why Zeus was getting the ball in the fourth and short and we didn't have the guy we picked at number four out there trying to get that? These are the questions Raider Nation deserves answers to. Indeed, y'all. Theory number one, we came up here at the What's Up Raider podcast. Perhaps the Raiders are protecting the prized pick. One possibility, the Raiders are protecting him. The interior offensive line has been a problem. Dylan Parham, Jordan Meredith, and Alex Kappa were bullied by the Chargers' defensive front. Geno Smith threw 3 interceptions under constant pressure, and penalties killed momentum. In that environment, maybe Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly decided, don't hang your rookie running back out to dry. Don't risk injuries, fumbles, or killing his confidence when the blocking isn't there. That makes sense. Why kill his spirit if we know we just don't have the roster yet? Or we know we're playing a team where Dylan Parham is going to look like he's on roller skates every play, getting pushed right back into your quarterback. Maybe they're saving some of these plays for when we've got a team that we're more evenly matched up with in the trenches. Again, we all know the Raiders need to keep building this roster. We know we're thin after the first group. We got to build this roster in the draft. So I think we all can kind of see where we're heading the next year or two when we're going to be building offensive and defensive lines, you know, the tackles of the future, you know, offensive tackles of the future, and building more foundations to this already improving Las Vegas Raiders team. Let's continue. Theory two. Perhaps it's the long game master plan. This is about the long game. NFL seasons are marathons. 17 games in 18 weeks. The Raiders didn't draft Ashton Jeanty for September. Perhaps they drafted him for December and January. Maybe the coaches are saving him, keeping him healthy, fresh, and confident for when this roster is more cohesive, for when the matchups tilt the Raiders' favor, and for when the games matter most. It's week two, y'all. Should we be out here panicking like the building's on fire? Should we be out here going, oh my God, the sky is falling, season's is over? No. I think we all can come back and think perhaps the Raiders have a better shot at the Chargers in the second matchup. You know, so let's see how we are when we give our line, even the guys that we got, let's say JPJ's back, we can get that team, that line, those five guys working in unison. We've got another theory. We'll call this one theory three. Could it be a mistake in the making? Completely counter to the first two theories we just talked about. So here's another side. What if the strategy, what if this isn't strategy at all? What if it's a mistake? When your offense is sputtering, when your quarterback is throwing picks, when your line is losing battles, isn't that the exact time to lean on your most talented player? By trying to be cautious, are the Raiders missing opportunities to win right now? You know, when Brock Bowers is out there hurt and playing injured, and it let's be real, it was obvious. Brock is not right. You know, on a side note, I hope they just sit him. But we've got Jeanty out there. Perhaps even with Pete Carroll's, you know, got a Super Bowl winning coach, and we've got the guru play designer and Chip Kelly. Could we just be making a mistake? Could we just be not seeing what's right in front of us and these 11 carry games being non-creative, or even, in my opinion, being quick and impatient with the grinding the ball out at three to five yards per carry, matriculating down the field? Are we just not being patient? Let's be real. We were moving the ball, and then we do something silly or have an interception or a holding penalty on Parham, and before you know it, we're giving the ball right back to the Chargers when we're in field goal range, leaving points on the field. Tisk, tisk. And you never do that. Take those damn points. So we're going to move on to my take. Before we get to my take, again, you guys hear me reading this out to you. We've got the call line, 971-319-2976. Let me hear you, Raider Nation. Let me hear your points of views. Give me your takes. Best takes will come online, and the best people who keep calling in will be invited to be regulars on the show. So be sure to give us your best take at 971-319-2976 and hit us up on all the socials at What's Up Raiders. So here's my take on all of this. I don't think this is a mistake. I think this is a master plan. Pete Carroll has been through long seasons. He knows the grind. Chip Kelly sees the flaws in the interior offensive line. Together, the GM, with GM John Spytek and even Mark Davis, they've decided not to burn Jeanty out early. They're pacing him. They're saving him for the long grind. I expect to see more touches when the Raiders face weaker defenses. I expect to see Jeanty featured later in the season when the playoff picture comes into focus. For now, it's just survival, patience, and protecting the franchise's investment. So the mystery on Ashton Jeanty, I believe it's all part of a larger plan to unleash him when it matters most. So there you go, folks. That's our special report on where's Ashton Jeanty. Right here on your What's Up Raider broadcast. Again, Raider Nation, I want to thank you for coming out and listening to this quick hit episode. Until next time, stay loyal, stay loud, walk prideful every day, make an impact on people's life, and walk with your pride and poise, just like the Las Vegas Raiders. Have a great day.
Raider Nation, be sure to give us a like and subscribe, as this helps us to create more Las Vegas Raiders content. Follow us on all of our socials, including Instagram, X, TikTok, Reddit, Facebook, and YouTube. You can even call and leave a message or text us at 971-319-2976.